Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Tuesday, a familiar day because it's voting day, and in Massachusetts, it's primary day today. Voters head to the polls. Now, all five members of Berkshire County's legislative delegation are running unchallenged in the primary today, but the big race is in the 1st Congressional District, of course. This is Richie Neal, the incumbent 16-term congressman, facing the progressive upstart Alex Morse. It's been a conflict-filled race. Your thoughts this morning on the primary as people head to the polls?
All I know, David, is a great deal of money is being spent in all of this. And I can only say I'm sure we'll find some relief when it's all over. An awful lot of people, myself included, have voted by mail. So it may well be that we will not know the result today. But we'll pretty well know the direction in which it is going. So this is a huge race. Incredible, as I say, incredible amounts of money have been spent on this race. And I think a lot is at stake. For example, Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Richie Neal, and that is a huge endorsement. When I asked Mr. Morse on the radio whether he would vote for Pelosi, he said it's too early to say. I don't know whether that was code for a no, but it certainly means that Pelosi will be interested in her style of leadership being supported by Richie Neal. In another race, a big race in Massachusetts, David, we have Senator Markey versus Congressman Kennedy. And right now, Kennedy is behind in the polls, and yet one gets the feeling in Massachusetts that it's hard for Kennedy to lose. There is no question that Markey has assumed a liberal posture, and a lot of people are supporting him who are of that bent. So those two races, I think, David, are huge today, and a lot of people be holding their breath around Massachusetts.
And am I right that Nancy Pelosi endorsed Kennedy in that race?
Nancy Pelosi endorsed Kennedy, and when asked about it, she said, I like Kennedy's. And a lot of people were scratching their heads on it, but you're right, David, she did. He's young. Favors will be owed. Kennedy, of course, was a congressman, and Pelosi was the head of the House of Representatives. So maybe it's just that they knew each other. I don't know, but whatever happened, her loyalty is to Kennedy.
Let's go to the national scene, where as President Trump offered his first public comments about Kyle Rittenhouse, a supporter who was charged with murder in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and other Trump supporters converged on Portland, the speech came from candidate Joe Biden calling Trump a toxic presence who is encouraging violence in America. The former vice president struck a centrist note in his remarks, as the New York Times in Pittsburgh, condemning both the destruction in the streets and President Trump for creating a culture that he has said has exacerbated it, seemed to make it pretty clear that looting and setting fires and violence was a lot different than protesting.
David, he started with that, and I say it's just a wonderful way of presenting himself. He said the violence, the looting, the fires, that is condemnable. That is something that you do not put up with. And what's interesting is he didn't get to it. He started with that. So by laying that out, I think he offers reassurance to many Americans who feel the same way that he does. I know that I've had my issues with a couple of people who have been saying to me, don't you understand? They have to burn, they have to loot in order to take out their frustrations. No, they don't. Nobody does ever in America. There will be many people who condemn Biden for having said it, or me, but you do not upset the apple cart. And when Americans see things burning or looting, they're not going to be happy. So Biden was exactly right to put it right on the table. This is the wrong thing to do. He said it, and I think a lot of Americans breathe easier.
Yeah, he said, Biden said of Trump, he doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat, and he's stoking violence in our cities. He can't stop the violence because for years he's fomented it. And again, I reference the president coming out and mourning the loss of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yes, I want to talk about that for a second. Here's this kid. He kills two people. And the president is basically defending him, saying he would have been murdered if he didn't murder them first. There's no evidence of that. None. And so it's extraordinary that he would say something like that. This is a terrible, terrible situation in which a president defends a murderer. We're looking into that, he says. The other part of all of this is that the president is throwing gasoline on the fire. And that's what will convince a lot of Americans who don't like what they're seeing here. They'll say, wait a second now. Biden is right. If Trump wasn't fomenting all of this, it wouldn't be happening. And this is the Trump America, not the Biden America. I'm not the president. He is. And he's in charge. And it's his actions that are getting these results.
One of them, as Kenosha police say, is that outsiders account for most of the arrests after the Jacob Blake shooting. So you have more people from outside of Kenosha coming in and causing trouble. And then you have the distraction away from the reason there were protests, another killing of a black man, this time from behind.
David Sevenshots, let's just go to what you're saying about exporting or importing people into Portland, Oregon. Here are these pickup trucks. They arrive one after another. Somebody is putting all of that together. These people just didn't wake up one morning and said, I think I'll drive in and cause a little hell. No, somebody is doing that. I don't see the president of the United States saying this is a bad idea. It's only going to inflame things and make things worse. No, I think one has to say, since they're flying Trump flags and they're driving pickups with Trump all over them, one has to say, okay, this goes to the president.
So do people choose fear or reason?
David, that's what Biden's major task is now, to reason, but to firmly say, I don't like the violence, and I don't want the violence, and I want to put a stop to it, and that the president is inflaming that. That's his message. The president's message is, the country is aflame, and it's the dangerous Democrats who are doing this. People are going to have to make up their minds on this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Tough discussions. Glad to have him with you.
Yes, David, this is a tough day. A lot of people have to make good choices. It's election day in the United States, and while we have it, we should protect it.